There are two stories today that show the threat of governments using cyber tools to target their adversaries, both internationally and within their own borders. And to discuss that, I'm joined by Nick Schifrin with a lot of reporting to do. So, Nick, first on China, tell us what it is that the U.S. and its allies are saying.
This is an unprecedented international naming and shaming of Chinese hacking and Chinese espionage. For the first time, NATO, along with the EU, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, joined the U.S. and accused China of working with cyber criminals in order to conduct hacking. And they also formally accused China of that big Microsoft Exchange server hack from earlier this year that infected more than 100,000 servers worldwide. So I talked to James Lewis from the think tank, the Center for Strategic International Studies, earlier today about the scope of the challenge posed by China and also today's announcement.
They're the most aggressive espionage opponent we have in the world, more aggressive than Russia. This is a huge step forward because we've got many countries now joining the U.S. in condemning China for its really rampant cyber espionage. And the fact that you've got NATO, EU countries, Australia, it's a significant effort that the Chinese are probably shocked to find there's such consensus about what they're doing.
But what today's announcement did not include is any punishment on China. And I talked to a senior congressional aide about that, a frequent critic of China. This aide praised the administration for getting allies on board, but said that the response was weak because it didn't include punishment, because China only listens to actions and not words, in this aide's words, and that China would continue its hacking without paying a higher price. Now, as for administration officials, they say, look, this is a first stage and, quote, no one action can change Chinese behavior.
Now, Nick, separately from this, you have today the Department of Justice issuing a new indictment against Chinese hackers.
Yeah, so this is a grand jury indicted Chinese intelligence agents for a worldwide hacking, a worldwide cyber espionage, economic espionage campaign. The Department of Justice says it was designed to aid Chinese-sponsored and Chinese-owned companies inside China to give them stolen technology so the companies themselves wouldn't have to create it themselves, a kind of shortcut to good technology. And this is the FBI notice for the four hackers. They say these hackers targeted trade secrets, intellectual property, other high-value information from companies, universities, and governments across multiple sectors, from the NIH to Navy submarines to Ebola research. And this was all over the world, Judy, from the U.S. to the U.K. to Cambodia to South Africa, exactly the kind of action that the U.S. and its allies are calling out today. Now, when it comes to China, we took a look at the Chinese nationalist tabloid Global Times response. They accused the U.S. of stirring up a new geopolitical dispute by turning cyber frictions into major conflicts.
So, as we mentioned, there's another hacking story today. So the question is, what is Pegasus and what has a consortium of media companies uncovered here?
This is a window into technology that can turn your phone into a spying tool, and the government's willing to use it. So what is Pegasus? It's a software created by an Israeli company called NSO Group, and the company says it's designed to track terrorists and other serious criminals. But the investigation reveals governments all over the world used this software to target opponents, whether journalists, opposition politicians, business executives, even activists. And it is all over the world. Take a look at this map from Mexico to Morocco to Rwanda to the UAE to India. This map was produced by the nonprofit Forbidden Stories. They're the ones who spearheaded this alongside 17 media organizations. The technical capacity was provided by Amnesty International, whose Secretary General Agnes Callamard spoke to me earlier today.
That technology is a weapon. And what the investigation is showing is that the spyware is misused to such an extent that we have here a weapon that could blow off at any moment. It is undermining democracy, it is undermining human rights, it is undermining judicial system, it is undermining fair trials. It could be a threat to peace and security. It must be regulated through a complete moratorium.
In a statement, NSO Group called the Washington Post version of this story flimsy and said, quote, NSO Group's technologies have helped prevent terror attacks, gun violence, car explosions, and suicide bombings. NSO Group is on a life-saving mission, and the company will faithfully execute this mission undeterred, despite any and all continued attempts to discredit it on false grounds.
Interesting. And Nick, we note that most of those targeted are in Mexico.
Yeah, this was interesting. So up to 15,000 phones in Mexico were targeted by a Mexican client who employed Pegasus to target as many as 15,000 phones. And one in particular belonged to a journalist named Cecilio Pineda Birto. That's him right there. We wanted to bring him up because back in 2017, he was investigating local police, local politicians colluding with a drug cartel. That is when his phone ended up on the target list for Pegasus twice, again, by a Mexican client using Pegasus shortly after he was shot and killed. Now, Mexico is the most deadly country in the world for journalists. There is no confirmed connection between Pegasus and his murder. But the people who are calling on the NSO Group to stop exporting this software, people are calling on Israel to not allow it to be exported and for governments not to employ it, say this is a matter of life and death.
This is so disturbing. Even without the proven links, the picture is so disturbing. Nick Schifrin, thank you.
Thank you.